Hello, everybody. Welcome to the OETA Movie Club podcast. My name is Jeff Morave. I'm the director of Movie Club, and I'm here with our host, Robert Birch.
Howdy, everybody.
And we're going to come to you each week and talk a little bit more in depth about the movies that we show on the OETA Movie Club each week. This week is Girl with a Pearl Earring.
For some reason, I said the Pearl Earring.
That's what I thought it was. Yep. So, 2003, Scarlett Johansson, Colin Firth. Give us a little detail about it.
Tom Wilkinson, of course. You're a big fan of his, I'm sure. And Judy Parfitt. I'm not so familiar with her, but he's very recognizable,
yes.
Tom Wilkinson. You know, he's in a lot of British films.
Yes.
And, yeah, this is set in that sort of very romantic style. It's not Edwardian era, but what would this be? This
is 1600s.
Yeah. Johannes Vermeer, the celebrated painter, who really did not, he was not prolific at all. He only had about 36 known paintings.
Wow.
And one of his paintings that's been stolen is, it's been missing, it was stolen in 1990. They're still calculating its value. It's at about $200 million.
Wow.
And it is the most valuable missing or stolen painting in the world.
Oh, wow. Wow. And that's another thing about these paintings. Vermeer has a lot of similar paintings. Girl with a pearl earring, girl with a water pitcher, girl with this, or
girl
that.
With the 7-Eleven. I love that one.
And... So yeah, what I thought was funny about this movie was when I was looking at some of the history of his paintings, was there's one scene about 30 minutes into the movie where she's posing for a well-known artwork, and the artwork was done like 3 or 4 years before this movie was made.
Yeah,
and so I thought that was funny that, you know, there's paintings even, you know, that. Not necessarily correct, because, and we should probably say that this is a somewhat fictional tale of his life.
It's based upon the 2001 novel by Miss Chevalier, Tracy Chevalier. She wrote this in 2001, and she had a poster of this painting, The Girl with the Pearl Earring, in her room, and she just kind of had a tale in her mind of, you know, how did this come about? Because really, they don't really know any of the identities of his models. There's no backstory, so she's kind of having to, fictionalize this. But she did go back and do the background work to, you know, try and piece together Vermeer's life at the time, and then, you know, it gives her a better ideas to who or the relationships with these models that he worked with.
Yeah. Another goof, if you will, that I saw in the movie, and I had to look up and make sure that it was right. So the movie's based in the 1600s. There's a scene in the background where you can see someone riding a bicycle. Bicycles weren't invented until the 1800s. So I thought that was very interesting, and I had to look it up, and sure enough, that. it was one of the goofs you could find online about the movie, so I always love little trivia facts like that. This week we had a great celebrity photo come in. We had been kind of dry on celebrity photos for a while. We were missing them for a couple weeks, I think everybody was just busy, and you know, but now we're starting to get those photos back
in. That's
good. And so this first one, George Burns. Oh God, you devil.
God himself.
Right. Yes. Great picture. He's in a smoking jacket, it looks like, you know, like a smoking robe.
Well, that's appropriate. He smoked so much, right?
Of course. And so I thought that was a good celebrity photo.
His idea was he was going to, at his 100th birthday party, he was going to play Caesar's Palace, and he almost made it. It was such a tragedy. He was within a few months.
Yeah.
Of being able to turn 100 and work a crowd at Caesar's Palace. But, I mean, you know, still, he had been working right up to 99.
Yep. Yeah, I knew he. There's a great. I know him, of course, from Oh God, You Devil. That's where I first learned about him. But my favorite thing that he's actually done is a song that he recorded, I think, in his early 90s. It's called Old Bones, and it's just a great song. It's kind of, you know, a funny take on growing elderly and end of life stages, and it's a good funny take on that. And so listen to that, find it on YouTube or whatever. Old Bones by George Burns. It's a great old song.
Sunshine Boys, he's, you know, so great in that. You know, that was Walter Matthau and who else, somebody that I think it was Fred Astaire, and Fred Astaire wouldn't do it because of the language in the film. He was, you know, he's like, well, I don't really want to curse like that. You know?
Right.
Really, I mean, it's a classic with George Burns.
Yeah. So we want to thank Larry Sorrell.
Yeah.
Hope we're pronouncing that right. Sorrell.
Sorrell.
Thank you very much for sending in that photo. We've got another great photo coming up on our next movie. Uh-huh. Again, thankfully. A little bit past when we're going to have, it was a Christmas photo. I won't spoil anything for you, but we're a little bit past Christmas. It's a great photo, and so we're looking forward to that. The Girl with a Pearl Earring.
It's a really good movie.
It's really good. Scarlett Johansson at the very beginning of her career, 20 years before Black Widow, you know.
And Colin Firth,
which is well known. The King's Speech.
I was trying to explain today who, you know, Colin Firth. You've seen him in any movie that has Hugh Grant in it, usually, Colin Firth is in it.
Yeah. He did all the Bridget Jones Diaries movies. I think he did several of those British All About Love and whatever.
Love Actually.
Uh-huh. That's the one I'm thinking
of.
Love that
one. And that's a Christmas movie.
Yeah.
Right?
I think that's... it's funny.
Yeah.
So,
he's very good.
He's very good.
Yeah.
And I remember, I think I saw him in other stuff before The King's Speech, but The King's Speech was really when I first...
Oh, yeah. We take notice of him.
Yeah. When I first really went, wow, this guy's a really good actor.
I think he's in Monument Man.
Yeah.
And anything British, really, that's not Downton Abbey.
That's right.
He's in that.
Except for Harry Potter. I don't think he made it into the Harry Potter series.
Maybe. Oh, he should have been.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe
he
did.
There next to Kenneth Branagh.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't remember seeing
him.
He's
not in that.
Don't think so.
Not appearing in this film.
But there's probably someone in this film that is in the Harry Potter series. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Oh, yeah.
If you're listening and you can find that link.
Spot
the Harry Potter relationship.
Send it to us. We'd be glad to mention that on the air.
So, all right. Well, I think that wraps up this week.
It was a pleasure.
Yeah, a pleasure. And if you'll take us out, Robert, and let everybody know to subscribe and send those celebrity photos in.
Yes, please send us the celebrity photos. That's P.O. Box 14190, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73113. Or you can email it to us at movieclub@oeta.tv.
All right, and please subscribe and like the podcast, available on Spotify and Apple and everywhere you get your podcast. And join us each Saturday night at 9 o'clock.
Subscribe and like.
Make sure to like and subscribe to the podcast. You can preview all upcoming OETA Movie Club films at oeta.tv/OETA-movie-club. And please, send your celebrity photos to P.O. Box 14190, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73113, or you can email them to us at oeta.tv/movie-club. And of course, tune in every Saturday night at 9 and on Fridays at 11. We'll see you on the couch every weekend for a great movie and fresh popcorn.